Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
The word credible has been defined as believable, trustworthy, or worthy of confidence. It describes information, witnesses, or sources that are reasonable and reliable. This morning we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the dead. This is one of the most important celebrations for us as believers in Christ, because our entire Christian faith rests on the credibility of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Understand with me that if there is no resurrection, then there is no Christianity. And if there is no Christianity, then there is no God, at least not the God of the Bible. And if there is no God, then there is no judgment to come, no heaven, no hell, and no consequences for living godly or ungodly. I don't know about you this morning, but I believe without any shadow of doubt in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I also believe that the resurrection authenticates the fact that Jesus is indeed everything that he says he was. In the scriptural verses that precede our selected text, the disciples of Jesus had gone through a time of despair and seeming defeat as they watched Jesus endure the pain and death of the cross. They had watched as Jesus was placed in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. They watched as a large stone was rolled in front of the tomb in order to seal the tomb. And as that stone was rolled into place, all of the disciples' hopes disappeared. They thought that it was over for them. They thought that Pilate, the Romans, and the Jesus haters had spoken and gotten the final word over Jesus. But what they forgot was that God always has the final word. And Calvary was not God's final word. Because on the first day of the week, after his crucifixion, the Bible says that the stone that was placed to seal the tomb was rolled away by the power of God the Father. Jesus, the Son of God, rose from the dead. But when you read the scripture, you quickly discover that at the tomb of Jesus, that Jesus left some angels behind to tell a credible, important message to his disciples. And the message was, Jesus has risen just as he said. Jesus is alive. In other words, if Jesus tells you something, you can count on it happening. That truth that Christ is risen is what we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. This proclamation that Jesus has arisen and is alive was the main message that the early apostles preached. This truth is the very reason why we as the church gather together on Sundays to this very day. We gather on Sundays, which is the first day of the week in which Jesus was resurrected, to remind us that we gather together to pay honor not to a dead Savior, but we gather to celebrate the abiding presence of a living Savior. Aren't you glad about that? So, Pastor Wood, what is the significance of the resurrection of Jesus? What does the resurrection of Jesus point to? Or what does it convey to us even today? I'm glad you asked. I, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, believe that the resurrection points us to the fact that Jesus was credible. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus was credible. In other words, the resurrection is proof that Jesus is who he said he was. In simple words, all I'm saying is Jesus is real. Can somebody say Jesus is real? Now, Jesus made a lot of exceptional and important claims about himself. He claimed to be the one and only divine Son of God. He claimed to be absolutely the only way to heaven. He claimed to be the one and only true source of life. He claimed to be completely without sin, and he claimed to be the perfect expression of God the Father. Certainly, New Providence and friends, even a cursory reading of the Gospels will show us that Jesus claimed to be a whole lot more than just a good man, a good teacher, a good spiritual leader, or just a good prophet. Jesus did not claim to be one of many ways to God, but Jesus claimed that he was the only way to God. So the resurrection serves as the credible and reliable fact that Jesus is who he said he was. The resurrection proves to us that all of the claims of Jesus were true and that we can trust in his word. So as I close, somebody say, don't close yet. Yeah. This sermon. All I'm trying to say to you today is that the resurrection serves as eternal evidence that everything that the Bible reveals to us about Jesus Christ is credible and true. Can I call a few credible biblical witnesses to testify to the fact that Jesus is real? Can I call the row? If I'd call Abraham, Abraham would say he's real because I knew him as the sacrifice on Mount Moriah. If I call Moses, Moses would say he's real because I knew him as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If I called Aaron and asked Aaron, was Jesus real? Aaron would say, yeah, he's real because I knew him as the rod that budded. Gideon, can you verify the fact that Jesus is credible? Gideon would say, I know he's credible because I knew him as the angel of the Lord. Ruth, how about you? Can you testify that Jesus is credible? She would say, yes, I can testify because I seen him as a kinsman redeemer. Elijah, can you verify the credibility of the realness of Jesus? Elijah would say, I can do that because I knew him as a still, small voice. Solomon, can you verify the credibility of Christ? Solomon would say, I sure can, because I knew him as the wisdom of Israel. Isaiah, can you verify the credibility of Christ? Isaiah said, yes, I can verify, because I saw him as one high and lifted up. Ezekiel, can you verify the credibility of Jesus Christ? Ezekiel would say, I saw him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Daniel, can you verify? Yes, I can. I saw him as the handwriting on the wall. Can I give you a couple more witnesses? Haggai, can you verify the credibility of Christ. I knew him as the desire of all nations. Malachi, can you verify his credibility? Yes, I can. I can verify that he's the son of the righteous. Wait a minute. John. Let me cross over into the New Testament. John. Can you verify the credibility of Jesus? John said, I knew him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Peter, can you verify the credibility of Jesus? Peter would say, I found out that salvation is not in anyone else, for there is one name. I said, there's one name under heaven given to man whereby we must be saved. And I don't know about you, but I myself can verify the fact that Jesus is credible. How can you verify it, Pastor? He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tells me I'm his own. And the joy, I said, the joy that we share as we tarry. None other has ever known. I'm so glad that I and you serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know. Do you know that he is living? No matter what men may say. You know why? Because we see his hand of mercy. And every now and then he whispers and we hear his voice of cheer. And anybody in here witness that at the time that you needed him, he was right there? Can somebody say he lives? Come on, y'all didn't say that like you were convinced. He lives. Throw your head back. Open up your mouth and say, he lives. And because I know he lives, I know that he is credible, and no matter what you say or think, you can't make me doubt him. All right, come on, stand to your feet all over the church. Stand to your feet. We serve the credible Christ. And today and each day of our life, we ought to celebrate his magnificent resurrection. Because when Christ raised, when he came up out with all power in his hand, he gave us that same power to rise up out of our sin, to live a holy life. Amen. Somebody say a holy life. Y'all really believe that you can live holy? Oh, come on. Y'all didn't say that like y'all convinced. Because some of us been tricked. Then let the enemy fool us to think that we can't live holy lives. but the devil is a liar. You can live a holy life if you do what? Surrender your life and your will to Jesus Christ. Every day, folk ought to be able to look at you and see your relationship with Christ. And they ought to see the joy and the light of God's salvation in you, which should convince them that the joy that you have, that's the kind of joy that they need. Amen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.